Welcome back in, everyone, to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are crossing the river today, heading to the beautiful state of New Jersey, and we have a wonderful theater company that we've been put on to, and we want to put you on to as well. It's a brilliant company. And joining us to talk about this, we have the new managing director, Ezra Ezard, who's here to speak about Crossroads Theater Company and their 2024-2025 season. You can get tickets and more information about this season by visiting crossroadstheatercompany.org. This is a wonderful organization. And again, I'm so glad we got put onto it. If you aren't aware of this, you need to be aware of this. So let's bring on our expert for today, the managing director at Crossroads Theater Company, Ezra. Ezra, welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you so much for that wonderful welcome.
I
hope I can live up to it.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I can't wait to learn more about this wonderful company. The bits that I've put together already, it sounds so amazing. Who knew this was right in our backyard? So why don't we start by having you tell us a little bit about Crossroads Theater Company?
Yes, I can. So Crossroads Theater Company is the Tony Award winning theater company that was founded in 1978 by Ricardo Kahn, who is our current artistic director, and L. Kenneth Richardson. They both were Rutgers University graduates, and coming out of college, they sought for work as young Black actors, and they founded Crossroads to be a space for work that was mounted by Black actors and Black playwrights, Black directors. It is the place where George C. Wolfe found a home for the Colored Museum. It was premiered at Crossroads first and directed by L. Kenneth Richardson. It was the place where many greats from Joe Morton to Viola Davis and Isaiah Washington and Ntozake Shange, and the list goes on of many great artists, notable artists, celebrated and decorated artists, found a haven there for their work. And Crossroads has been that place for many people for 46 years now. And so now I'm really honored to take on the mantle as managing director and lead the company into what I see as a really bright future, a radically bright future, where we can foster opportunities for new voices and new ideas, and also be a repository for the Black classics. We are currently in production now on doing one of August Wilson's plays, Fences, which is the third in the cycle, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's the third in the cycle, yes. And we are also presenting the Grammy-nominated and Broadway star Somi in concert on June 7th and 8th. She also starred in Dja Dja's Hair Braiding on Broadway. So we hope to continue to do more of those kinds of things. And the unique thing about this season, as we close it out, is that it was really, I think, foregrounded. Obviously, it was planned before I came on board. Ricardo Kahn had set this in motion. But it's really about the transatlantic storytelling, you know, the transatlantic relationships. He directed a version of Fences in South Africa. We have a beautiful relationship with the Joburg Theater in South Africa, where he directed a production of Fences with John Canney. And we actually have our assistant director, Roysang Motuba, here assisting Rick on this production as well. So just continuing those kind of relationships, I think, are paramount to the work that Crossroads has been committed to for 46 years. There's always been this kind of national, like international conversation happening across the work that has been done on the Crossroads stage. And so, yeah, we are continuing to do that.
That all sounds incredible. Wow. First of all, congratulations on all of that. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. This is the kind of theater we need now more than ever. So this is just, oh, so amazing. So how is it that you came upon this organization?
Well, I have been in the arts for a number of years. I came up through the Ailey School, and I was a professional dancer here in New York. And prior to that, I studied every art form there is to study growing up. And I was familiar with Crossroads, and then I worked in arts administration. And so I knew the company, but I didn't know the depth of the legacy and the impact because obviously I wasn't an actor initially. And then, the more I worked in the industry, you just knew that who Crossroads was as a company. And I think by that time, I knew that at some point I wanted to lead an arts organization or be an arts leader. But I went the opposite direction. I went to work in media because I thought that there was space to have conversations around various business models across the sectors. And I didn't see the nonprofit landscape really evolving beyond the cycle of asking the same pool of people for money and doing that thing over again, that song and dance over again. And you see the effect that that has on the art and the artist. And so I wanted to find a way to bring new ideas and innovate. And so I guess it kind of happened naturally or unintentionally that I ended up in media, but it was a blessing. So I worked for BBC for 9.5 years in varying capacities in the marketing department. I worked across content acquisitions, and that worked very well for my creative sensibilities, but also to building the skin to have to wear both the commercial and the creative brain. I think that informed my perspective and really gave me the tools that I needed to be prepared for a role like this. And I think, what was that? Last year, I started getting calls from recruiters, and this was one of the jobs. And initially, I said no. And then I started learning more about the legacy and learning more about the things that I just did not know about Crossroads. And I just was in awe. And I said to myself, I know what to do with this. I know how to manage this. This is amazing. I know how to carry this legacy forward, utilizing a lot of the tools that I had before I'm cross transitioned into media and definitely all of the things that I know now. So, it's an honor.
That is incredible. Wow. What a legacy you have already. That's incredible.
Ah,
So turning to
no.
this year's season, what has it been like so far developing the works?
Well, that would be a question. It would be great if we had our artistic director on here to answer that question. Seeing it all come together, it's been beautiful watching it. We have an amazing cast on Fences being led by Keith Hamilton Cobb, who's in the role of Troy Maxton, which is the role that Denzel Washington played in the movie. We have Jamie Patton, who is playing Rose, which is the role that Isaiah Washington played. I'm sorry, Isaiah Washington. Rose that Viola Davis played in the movie. And we have a really brilliant young actor named Justin Withers, who is playing the role of Corey Maxson. And everybody knows those famous scenes between Rose, Troy, and Corey from the movie. And so it's nice to see those play out on stage. And then we have the Tony Award-winning Beowulf Borit, who has designed a magnificent set that I want to just put in every museum around the world. It is so beautiful. It is so, also too, I think that like I've been saying this all week because everybody knows Fences, but I've been saying like, oh, this is not your grandmother's Fences. Like it still has of course, it's the style, it's the rhythm and the voice of August Wilson, but the set just carries it into like a contemporary world. And it's beautiful. Oh, it's such a beautiful set. I'm in awe of that and how it all has come together. I'm thrilled about what audiences will see in this production. So yeah, it's been beautiful. We have a wonderful cast. And Dominique Skye Turner, who is playing Raynell Maxon, who's the youngest child in the family. And one of the most adorable roles for one of the most, I think, iconic roles for a child actor in August Wilson's work. So yeah, that's it. And then Somi is gonna be so amazing. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of her work. And she is amazing. We're presenting her in concert, and it's the re reimagination of Miriam Makeba. And opening for her is Bongi Duma, who's doing a tribute to Hima Sakela. So that is gonna be amazing.
That sounds incredible. Incredible. Well, let me ask you, what can audiences expect from your productions that you do at Crossroads Theater?
Wow. My gut reaction is you can expect to see one, I would say, some of the most excellent Black and Brown artists on stage, first and foremost, doing work that they don't necessarily often get the time that or the opportunity to do in the larger framework of theater. Some of that has changed and some of that is changing now. But, you're looking back and when Crossroads was founded, a lot of the actors weren't given the opportunity to lead shows. And now that other theater companies have DEI initiatives, they're giving space and opportunity to Black playwrights and playwrights of color to mount work. And so that's remarkable and it's nice to see. But I think you'll see a lot more of that on a Crossroads stage because that has been at the core of our mission for many, many years. And even in that, I think our audience has have always been very diverse in style, in look, in race, in age. And I think last night I was watching Fences, and even though it's a classic play, and people will think that it has a older audience. I was looking around. It's such a multi-generational piece of work and that stands the test of time because all of the themes that are in that play, we're still living through a lot of that today, which is remarkable for us to still be able to be impactful in that way.
But that is a wonderful, wonderful expectation from audiences then. And it leads to my next question, which is, and I'm very curious to know, what is the message or thought you hope audiences will take away, not only from your company, but from your productions?
I think generally theater is supposed to be an uplifting experience. I hope that people can come and see themselves represented. I hope people can see the humanity in themselves reflected back to them and find ways to come closer with their own voice and owning it. I think that is the nature of the work. That's I think many playwrights write from that space. If you think about the quest or the journey of like solving a problem, the journey of the hero, for example. And I think that is one of the things that at its core, Crossroads has always been about normalizing the humanity of Black and Brown folks and allowing others to see that humanity and finding commonalities and being a bridge across cultural bridge throughout the world. And that is what has, I think, sustained the company and allowed us to be who we are and where we are 46 years later.
I love that. And it's a great lead in to my final question for this first part, which is who are you hoping have access to Crossroads Theater Company?
Everybody. I want everybody to have access to Crossroads. I want everybody to come see our shows. I want everybody to see themselves reflected. I want everyone to fall in love again with the power of imagination, with the power of creativity, with the power of how inspiring it can be to just take an idea from nowhere and make something beautiful that bridges the gap and bring people together. So my answer will always be everyone.
Second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I would love to start by asking you our regular first question, which is what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or just some of your favorites?
Okay, the first person I'll say that inspired me is Jeffrey Holder. For those that don't know, Jeffrey Holder won the Tony Award for Best Direction for The Wiz. And he was a friend and mentor of mine. I was introduced to him by Judith Jamison many years ago. And I've learned so many things from him. And he's been a source of inspiration at many different stages of my life and career. I think one of my favorite shows, okay, so I love Rent. Rent is probably one of my favorite musicals, but I love Wicked. Like if we talk about like just the big box musicals, I love Wicked and plays. Obviously, there is, I want to say like one of the classics I love. I'm gonna pull the August Wilson play. It's probably gonna be King Headley. It just still remains one of my favorites. There's so much in that play that I just adore. I love Waiting for Godot. My dream is to mount a production of that one day. What else do I love? Oh, I love anything by Stephen Adler Gurgis. I love his work. Jesus Papa A Train. I love that play. I love Terrell McCraney's work, The Brother Size. And yeah. I love the theater. Oh, and I love the one play I love. There's a playwright by the name of Sangu Jakhan, who I have had the pleasure of working with and the honor of producing one of his shows called Sinking Ink. It is a masterpiece of the international theater canon. It's a hip hop theater piece about a kid named Gordon who confesses that he wants to be a dope MC, and he comes from a line of dope MCs, but he later finds that out and realizes that he is next in line to master the ceremony. It's amazing. It's a cult classic in New York. It has a cult following. People loved it. And I'm always excited about whenever it's going to be on stage again. We just had a short run uptown at the Apollo Theater, which was magnificent. But yeah, that play is unlike anything else that you've ever seen on any stage anywhere. So, and then Ngozi Nwabali, I love her work. I have my favorite directors too. Owoyeah Tempo is a genius. I'm not just saying that because she's a friend and I've worked with her, but I'm saying that because I've seen a lot of things that she's done. The Wedding Band at Theater for a New Audience. I saw her do direct Homecoming Queen, which was Ngozi's play. What else do I love? Oh, this season, you know what? I am in love with Sarah Pigeon, who is in Stereophonic on Broadway. Oh my God. First of all, that play, the direction, the music, Sarah Pigeon. Oh my God. Amazing. She's nominated for a Tony in the same category as another one of my favorites, Kara Young, who was also in the play Sinking Ink, but she's nominated for the third time for Pearly Victorious, where she played, I'm going to get the character's name wrong, Ludabelle Jenkins, I think that's the character's name, but Ludabelle. And the interesting thing to connect all of this together and going back to Crossroads is Ozzie Davis wrote Pearly Victorious, and Ozzie Davis also is a person that mounted a lot of his work at Crossroads. He and Ruby Dee were. I had a home at Crossroads. They workshop worked there and performed on the Crossroads stage many, many, many times, alongside many greats like Linda Gravatt and Anna Deavere Smith, and the list goes on. I like making that connection because it's nice to see his work get, and particularly that play, get its just due, knowing the history and the legacy that they have left with us as beacons of the American theater. So there we go.
Some great, great artists. That is a fabulous list there. Thank you so much for sharing those. Well, we have now arrived at my favorite question to ask guests, and that, of course, is what is your favorite theater memory?
My favorite theater memory. I saw a production of Julius Caesar as a kid at the Alliance Theater Company in Atlanta, where I'm from. It was an all-black cast, and I think that's when I was like, oh my God, the theater is so much fun. It was on a school field trip on one of those like matinees that they take kids to. And it stands out as one of the earliest memories of me seeing a play and understanding the power of it, you know. That's probably the earliest. And then I went to performing arts schools, and so I was always around it. I've played in an orchestra pit. I've danced on stage. I've done a lot, a little bit. Oh, you know what show I didn't talk about? I'm sorry. Can't get two theater geeks in a room and think they won't talk about plays or musicals all the time. But one of the shows that I absolutely love, primarily because of the music, Andrew Lloyd Webber is amazing. And I grew up as a musician. I was a trombonist. But I played Jesus Christ Superstar in the pit in high school. And that show is just, it's one of my favorites too. That's one of my favorites. Like the music, it doesn't get better than that. Like, oh, and I can't, oh, The Color Purple. Oh my God. The original cast of The Color Purple, my absolute favorite too. LaShawn's as Celie was amazing. Oh, I can keep going. I can keep going. I can keep going. I love Anika Noni Rose. I love Coleman Domingo. Oh, did you see Passing Strange, by the way? That's another one of those very unique pieces that I feel like everybody should see. It was so good. I remember seeing that and just being in complete awe of Coleman Domingo, who's actually a Sagittarius like me. His birthday is the day after mine. I
Hey,
like saying that.
Sagittarius is unite. Just saying, I'm with
And
you, dude.
then the other play that I like that I think closed too soon, that kind of was put, that was really pushing the envelope, and you know, I'll take it back to Crossroads too, is Ain't No Mo by Jordan P. Cooper. And my friend Marchant Davis was in that, who's also a Sagittarius. But I loved that. I loved that play. But it's also inspired by, I think Jordan was inspired by a lot by George C. Wolfe and what he was able to carve out in the Color Me Museum, which also premiered at Crossroads Theatre Company before it moved to the public and then transitioned to Broadway. So it's those kind of stories that I hope to shepherd through Crossroads and be able to provide the infrastructure to support new artists in that way, where their voices can be nurtured and amplified. That is something that both Rick and I care about very deeply. And so I'm excited to continue that and to continue to care for the legacy and honor it while leading us towards a radically bright future.
So wonderful, wonderful memories, first of all. That is brilliant. Thank you so much for those. And wonderful shows that you mentioned as well. Those are fabulous. Well, as we wrap things up, I would love to know if our listeners would like more information about the Crossroads Theater Company or about you. Perhaps they'd like to reach out to you. How can they do so?
Yes, you can reach us. Our website is www.crossroadstheatercompany.org. You can follow us on Instagram at Crossroads Theater Company. We are all our social media handles are our same title, Crossroads Theater Company. You can find me on Instagram at yes, it's Ezra Ezzard, as that's my name. And join us in the theater. We are housed as a resident company at the New Brunswick Performing Arts Center at 11 Livingston Avenue in New Brunswick, easily accessible by the New Jersey Transit from New York Penn Station to New Brunswick Penn Station. I'm sorry, New Brunswick Station. And yeah, we are currently in production, as I stated, of For Fences, which is running from, we started previews on May 29th, and we are running through June 9th. And then we are also presenting Sony in concert, doing the reimagination of Miriam Makeba on June 7th and 8th in the other theater. So we have a few things going on at the same time, and the spirit of storytelling and across the diaspora is real and alive.
Love that. Well, Ezra, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, for sharing this incredible theater company and your incredible wisdom and thoughts on the theater. This has been amazing. I could talk to you for hours. So I look forward to speaking with you again. But thank you so much today for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's been amazing. It's been lovely.
Thank you. My guest today has been the new managing director at Crossroads Theatre Company, Ezra Ezzard, who joined us to talk about Crossroads Theatre Company and their 2024-25 season. If you'd like to get tickets or more information for any of the upcoming productions at Crossroads, you can go to their website, crossroadstheatrecompany.org. Check that out. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting on our social media posts as well as on our episode description. But whether you're in the New Brunswick area or not, get yourself over to this incredible production company at the New Brunswick Performing Arts Center. Check out the works they've got going on. Again, it's the Crossroads Theatre Company. Check them out at crossroadstheatrecompany.org. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.